Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
Today, the coastal butterfly is sitting here with Bruce Jones and Bobby Ratley. And who are you guys?
I'm Bruce Jones.
And I'm Bobby Ratley. We're here with the Coastside for Bernie.
And we are also delegates for Bernie Sanders. And we are likely to go to the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia.
Very exciting. So how did this all start?
So we formed Coastside for Bernie, I think back in January. Mm-hmm. And we started organizing on the coast. Actually, backing up a little bit, the Coastside Democrats sort of decided to have three caucuses on the coast. The caucus for Hillary, the caucus for Martin O'Malley, and the caucus for Bernie Sanders. And they appointed a different representative to be in charge of each one. Our representative was Dennis Paul, and Dennis organized us, and we got together and named ourselves Coastside for Bernie. And we did it here in our office on Johnston Street, right here at this table we're sitting at.
At 330 Johnston Street?
We're at 330 Johnston Street upstairs. And we've been going strong since January, trying to support the primaries in other states and in getting out the vote here in California. In fact, I went to Iowa for the Iowa caucus and knocked on doors and canvassed and met people and talked to them about Bernie Sanders. And then eventually I got to go to the actual caucuses and see people vote. And it was amazing to see American democracy in action and see different people go to different corners of the room, holding up signs and chanting. But there you are staring your neighbor in an eye, telling them whose side you're on. And it was fun for me because there were people that I had, walked through the snow and knocked on their door, and they didn't plan on voting. And then I actually saw them at the caucus and showing up. And so I was happy to get more people involved in the process.
That is really exciting. We actually get somebody involved in the political process that wouldn't have been before. That's a gift. And what about you, Bobby?
Well, you know, I joined probably early January, I guess, as well. And, we've been doing all kinds of events along the coastside, to promote Bernie Sanders. We've done honking waves. We've done
honking waves,
honking waves, which are really great because, you know, it just gets people
sure
to show their support.
And you did those over at Surfers Beach.
Right, right. And then we also did the Dream Machines. We had a booth there for voter registration just to, you know, get the word out just so people knew how, you know, how to exercise their rights to vote. I think we know that voter turnout is very low for primaries, and so it's very important the work that we're doing. And it's all, we're all self-funded. We're not for profit. We're doing it out of our own time, but we're dedicated, and we have met so many wonderful supporters along the way, all throughout the Bay Area and the state, and with Bruce all over the country. So it's been an amazing experience and an amazing revolution.
And I thought you were about to plug our GoFundMe that we're actually trying to raise money now to go to Philadelphia.
Right. Well, and that's an important thing that we're working on too.
We were able to get a slate together of our Coastside candidates, and we were able to go to a mini caucus in California on May 1st, and actually for all of District 14, which is Jackie Spear's district from South San Francisco all the way down to, I think, Atherton, and all the way out to the Farallon Islands, we elected delegates. Mm-hmm. And in that election, about 150 people showed up, and our slate of six people all got elected. And so Bobby and Gus, who are in the room now, and then three others are on that slate as well.
What are the other, who's your, Gus Peterson, who's the other so, we know?
Gus, do you want to say hi?
Hi. I'm under the weather, so I'm not speaking today.
Gus Peterson, Alex Hagen, Elsa Schaefer, mm-hmm. who did I?
Bassem. And Holly Cordero.
And Holly Cordero.
Nice to get the names out.
Yeah.
So I grew up in a foreign country, and I learned political stuff while growing up in England. Can you explain the delegate system to me?
Well, I think that the political parties, of which I was not affiliated with any party maybe 3 months ago. And the political parties are here to organize and try to promote, you know, a candidate and have a candidate bubble to the top and to replicate the initial sort of founding fathers method of sending a delegate from each of the 13 colonies to go and talk about the platform and to write the Constitution and make the Declaration of Independence and those things. So we sort of mimic that, but we do it now on a national scale. And the party in each state has different rules. Some are caucuses, some are primaries. And based upon the winner of those and the party rules, they decide how many delegates go to the convention. And the delegates are representing the people that voted either for their candidate in that area. And so when I go to the convention in Philadelphia, I'll be representing Bernie Sanders and his platform, and I will be trying to promote that platform and talking to other delegates who might be representing other candidates to talk about how we should establish the party platform. And then that party platform is what is taken forward to the general election. And it's very important that we actually go and vote on the ticket. You know, what is going to be the presidential and vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party? And so we're going to have some voice in that. How much voice we have in that is you know, depends upon how the election goes. But at this point, we don't think that either candidate is going to end up with a majority of what they call pledged delegates. Mm-hmm. And so this won't be decided until the end of January.
July.
Oh, July. Thank you. January would be a long time away. To the end of July, when both the pledged delegates and the superdelegates vote, and it may not be decided in their first vote. It may come around that we have to vote once and then go back and hobnob and negotiate and then vote a second time. And maybe in that second vote, we will, you know, have a clear ticket for the Democratic Party.
So how do you, you're both Democrats for Bernie. How does Hillary Clinton, how do you differentiate yourselves from her?
Well, back to the delegate part, there are eight, in Congressional District 14, there are eight potential Bernie delegates and eight potential Hillary delegates. Okay. And depending upon how the election goes in this district, what percentages of the election will depend on how many of us each go.
I see. Okay.
And so if it was a clean sweep, then all eight of that person's delegates would go. But it probably won't be a clean sweep. So we may see 50-50. We may see four of each delegate going.
Right.
Did I get that right?
That's great. That was great. And then in California, we have 50-plus districts.
53.
So exactly. So they also do the similar, you know, have a certain number of delegates on the Bernie Sanders side and on the Hillary Clinton side. And those people, depending on how the California primary comes out, whatever percentage is, you know, of the number of delegates that will get to go to the convention.
Gotcha. Okay, so now there's eight of you, and maybe there's only four positions. How do you decide which of the four of you get to go?
We're ranked by how many votes we got at the caucus that was May 1st.
I see. Okay.
And I think you were top...
I am the top vote-getter for this congressional district.
Right. And so for the males, and for the females, I was the second highest.
Gotcha. So you would be the first two to go.
We're definitely going.
And first we go to Long Beach, and there's going to be a California convention of delegates there, and we start planning and get seated.
When is this?
This will be June 19th.
Gotcha.
And then at the end of July, we would go to Philadelphia for the big Democratic convention, which on TV looks like a great party. I mean,
it does.
It looks like a 3-day party, but there's going to be some real conversations going. And I'm very concerned about climate change and the environment. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be able to meet with other delegates who are very concerned about climate change and the environment as well. And I'm excited because one of my heroes and favorite authors, Bill McGibbon, is going to be a delegate on the platform for Bernie for climate and environmentalism, and I'll be able to work with him on how the platform's written.
That does actually sound pretty exciting. I mean, getting together and networking in a meaningful way, that's pretty cool. What's your motivation?
Well, you know, I think, one of the main key issues that Bernie has is campaign finance reform. Mm-hmm. And big money, getting big money out of politics. And that is something that really all the other issues that Bruce talks about, environmental issues, other social issues, education and healthcare. I mean, all of those issues are important, but the main issue, the reason why campaign finance reform is the main issue, is because when our elections are funded by special interests and big money, then that means that those, our representatives really are geared to write laws, give tax breaks, be in favor of those corporations, and our voices really don't have that same weight. Right. And so with the campaign finance reform, it allows us to have, the Glass-Steagall
Act and reinstate
So
the Glass-Steagall Act is an important act that was overruled in Bill Clinton's time, which allowed banks to commingle funds, both from savings and investment. And some of those rules are what got us into trouble with, the 2008 financial crisis and mortgages. And so one of the movies that's great on that is The Big Short, which is out recently. And you see that allowed investors to speculate on mortgages. Mm-hmm. And by speculating on mortgages, they made mortgages they never should have made. And we had a huge financial crisis.
And the other big thing is Citizens United, and that's the campaign donations that big special interests and big corporations can donate unlimited amounts of money to campaigns. And what happens is that we're not fairly represented, and they're not fairly paying their share of taxes. So we don't have a voice, and all of the taxes that go to fund all of our programs is on the backs of the middle class. Whereas Wall Street and big gas and oil and pharma are not really paying their fair share to support those programs. So we're not all in it together. And with Bernie, that's what drew me into him, is that we're all in this together. And we have strength in numbers, and our voices are more powerful than their dollars. And he's actually been so effective in fundraising on a grassroots level. He doesn't accept big dollar donations, and that's what makes him, not for sale, as right. we say.
And not beholden to special interests.
Right, so that our voices actually get heard, and that we can pass legislation, so we can pass environmental laws and health care for all and those sorts of things, and have it paid for, because the corporations will be paying their fair share of taxes as well. So we're all in it together.
So June 7th is coming up. Big day.
Big day.
What are you going to do between now and then to get your message out?
One, we're not sleeping. We're spending a lot of our time canvassing door to door along the coast, so that we can get the word out on how to vote, where your polling place is, make sure that people are armed with the information and are ready to get out there and vote for Bernie. Because it's a very tight race, and Bernie Sanders needs everybody's support, every last person. And we also need other volunteers that can help us to get that message out.
I was just going to ask you, if you want to volunteer, how do they contact you? Come to 330 Johnson Street?
Well, all the events are listed on berniesanders.com/events. And we are doing canvassing sessions Thursday evening. That's right now.
Okay.
By the time you hear this, Friday evening, and maybe all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Okay.
And we are going to get out and talk to people. We're going to try to talk to about 1,245 people between now and the election. Close of polls on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so that's about 1,000 doors. I will be an election officer working at Leslie Garden on Tuesday. Nice. So all day, if you're voting there, you can say hi to me. And Michelle, I have to ask you, have you voted yet?
I have not voted yet. I'm going to vote at my poll.
Oh, well, that's
on the day.
That's great. But many people don't know that in San Mateo County, you can vote early. And so you can go into the election office that's at 40 Tower Road and just walk in and take care of your vote. and be done with it so that you don't have to worry about it or miss work on Tuesday.
Bruce, I didn't know that. That's a really good tip. I did not know that.
Well, and the other great thing about voting early is that there's no lines. There's no hassle. It's, you know, something you can get it done pretty much, you know, within a business hours, but at your convenience. And the other thing that we're concerned about, we've been hearing they may not have enough of the crossover ballots.
So let's back up that there are two party declarations that can vote for Bernie. That would be the no party preference and Democratic. Okay. And so anybody who is registered now, no party preference, NPP, or Democrat can vote for Bernie. And so if you're a Democrat, you're going to get the regular Democratic ballot and you'll see Bernie's name on it. But if you're a no party preference, you have some choices. And you can ask for an AIP ballot or a Green Party ballot or a Democrat ballot. And so if you're an NPP voter and you want to vote for Bernie, you'll want to get the NPP Democrat ballot. And they can do that for you very easily. Your election officer can just hit a button and give you that opportunity to vote that way.
So whether you go to 40 Tower Road or you go to your poll, they can do that for you.
Easily. And if you do not see Bernie Sanders' name on the ballot and you want to vote for Bernie, go back and ask your election worker for the correct ballot.
Nice. Okay. Well, let's hope that everybody gets out and vote and contact these guys. What was the URL again?
BernieSanders.com/events, or, you know, I'm happy to even give my phone number because we are welcome to have anybody that wants to join us. And my name is Bobby. My number is 650-520-4411. Would love to hear from you. If you're a Bernie supporter or even if you're on the fence and you want to know more, I will answer the call and be happy to talk to you.
Oh, and one more thing. We have stickers and buttons and t-shirts. And if you just want them, even for collectible reasons, come to our events and pick up free stickers and buttons and t-shirts.
And yard signs.
And yard signs. Because if you want them, we got them.
Sounds great. Well, the Coastal Butterfly says thank you, and she's going to fly away now. See you guys later.
Thanks, Michelle.